Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 120. Today I want to keep the conversation moving. So there's kind of two parts to this episode. One of the parts is going to be I want to share an experience, a conversation that I had with someone that I'm close to that really opened my eyes and really meant a lot to me. And I'm going to try my best to put into words how much that conversation meant to me and how much that added perspective really means to me moving forward. And I hope that it will mean something to you as well. And the second part is kind of, I created a Google form. I was inspired by an account on Twitter called Invisible Youth. And they basically on Tuesday, they had opened up, they had opened up kind of a platform and they asked 10 questions. And I responded to all 10 of them, and it was all surrounding mental health. And it was called the Young Invincibles. That's their account. Excuse me. Young Invincibles. So I came across this mental health thread. It was 10 questions about mental health, a variety of questions, and I really liked it. So I created a Google form. Some of the questions are the same. Some I kind of just tweaked a little bit. But I want to read some of the responses for that because part of talking about mental health, I think, is gaining new perspectives. And with mental health being so unique to all of us, hearing each other out and kind of seeing it from a different view, and even if it's something that's very similar and you connect with, you can also learn from how people view mental health in their own way, even if it's completely different from you. So this happened to me. I had a conversation very recently with someone that I care about and that I'm very close to. We got to talking and eventually, like, counseling came up and therapy. This person shared to me that they have been going to a counselor for 7 to 8 years now. I had no idea. That was the first surprise. And when I say surprise, it's not a good or bad. It was a good surprise, actually, but I didn't mean like, oh, wow, you go to counseling? No, not at all. What I meant was I had no idea this person had been going to counseling for 7 to 8 years. Because most of the time, you know, people go to therapy, people go to counseling, and it's their own private thing that they can share or they never have to share. It's totally up to them. But I was first really respected this person that they told me this, that they had been going to counseling. And I was just really happy that we were having a conversation because I'll be quite honest. You know, I've talked to people about counseling and therapy, mostly over social media. But I had never had a conversation in person kind of this deep about counseling. And so this person, we kept talking and they had shared that they don't really share that they go to counseling to many people. So I even felt more, not of a responsibility, but I felt that I was talking about a gem. And I don't know how to explain this, but when someone tells you that they don't share it to many people and they're sharing it to you in that moment, it's a very, very powerful moment. This person went on to talk about, you know, kind of why they go to therapy, what they get out of therapy. And I had asked questions about, you know, how often do you go? You know, what are the best parts of therapy? If you need to go, like if you need to go sooner than monthly, can you do that? They said yes. So they were telling me all these things about how therapy looks for them, how counseling looks for them. And it was just amazing. This conversation was incredible. They were telling me that they go weekly or they go monthly, but they, you know, at certain points of their life when certain things came up, you know, they were able to go more often. And I guess the conversation was just everything good that counseling and therapy can be. You know, we talked about professional help. We've talked about professional help a lot on this show. I tried therapy. I didn't quite give it a full go because of certain things that happened, but I know that I want to get back into seeking professional help just because, and I shared, like, even if you're on the top of your life, like, there's been, people have shared this, professionals within the field will share this, I believe, like, when you're at the top of your life, when you're feeling really good, you're in stretches where you feel really happy, I believe that I read that your therapy can still be really good. You know, when you're happy, it can be really useful. And so I want to get back into it just so I have tools and I don't have to go when I really, really need it. You know what I mean? When I'm feeling like really weak. So anyway, that conversation from that person was incredible. It was a little gem that I got. It was a very helpful perspective to be in person talking with this person, you know, about therapy and what it means to them. And I just really wanted to share that with you, that you can start the conversation. It can be kind of like walking into the water. Like, you can ease into conversations with people. This person presented this conversation to me, and I just softly asked questions. And I wasn't asking questions just to, like, know stats. I wasn't, like, asking questions, oh, how often do you go? Oh, that's interesting. This person goes monthly. Let me add that to my statistic book. No, I genuinely cared. Like, when do they go? Can they go more often? It was just a conversation that was flowing beautifully. And the conversation really means a lot to me. So I just wanted to share that it's possible to have conversations with people. They might present it to you. You can have it with them. You know, asking people if they go to therapy can be kind of a question you might not want to ask right away. But if people, you know, asking people how they are, if they've ever thought about therapy, it might open doors. I'm not saying go around to every stranger and ask them about therapy, but if conversations present itself, you can gain a lot from that perspective. So I just wanted to share that. The second part, let's talk about the Google form that I created. It's Let's Chat About Mental Health. I'll put the Google form link in the bio of this episode. You're more than welcome to fill it out.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Completely anonymous, so I wanted to make it anonymous because I know mental health can be, there's still a stigma around it. It's not an easy thing to completely open up about. I completely understand. So I made it anonymous. There's 11 questions on there. You could fill out one. You could fill out zero. You could just look through it. You could fill out all 11. You could fill out six. There's any amount of combination. You could fill out all of them. You could fill out none of them. Basically, what I'm saying is fill out. If you look at it, you're encouraged to fill out as many as you want. Any numbers, completely perfect. So anyway, I wanted to share the responses because I think it's important. And I think that hearing from other people's perspective, like I've said, it's so valuable. And I've learned a lot because I think mental health, the more you can talk about it, the more conversations you can have, the better. Because we all, like I said, we all deal with mental health differently. We all go through ups and downs. I've learned a lot from other people when I went talking about mental health strategies, perspectives, things that I can apply to my own life. So let me read some of these, and I'll read these, and then we'll wrap up the episode. But like I said, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to drop the link in the episode bio, and let's get into it. So let's see here. The first question was, what is mental health and why is it important to you? And someone said, your overall mental well-being, similar to physical health, but specific to our non-physical selves, feelings, emotions, thoughts, etc. It's as, if not more, important as physical health, as it drives so much of our existence. Our overall health and well-being starts with our mental health. Somebody else said, mental health to me is understanding what makes you, you. Mental health is important to me because the way you treat others and see the world says a lot about your mental health. The world needs more love. How does mental health impact you? Someone said, it plays a large part in determining how your moments, hours, days, life goes, and how happy, fulfilled, or not that we are. Somebody else said, my mental health makes me feel like a burden 95% of the time, so I'd say it impacts me into an anxious state of being too much. How has the pandemic impacted your mental health? Someone said, huge impact. It has taken us out of our routines, greatly reduced our in-person social interactions, reduced or eliminated the exercise of our social rhythms, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, concerts, you name it. And turned our work life upside down as well. It has also shown us how adaptable we can be. How is mental health connected to physical health? During my lows, it's hard for me to do basic necessities, get out of bed, eat, shower, etc. Why is there a stigma surrounding mental health? What does that look like? Historically, our society promoted the notion that toughing it out and dealing with your feelings internally on your own is private. So let me restart that. Why is there a stigma surrounding mental health? What does that look like? Someone said, historically, our society promoted the notion that toughing it out and dealing with your feelings internally on your own in private or ignoring them was expected and the best approach. What are some ways that policymakers can address the stigma surrounding mental health? Someone said, promoting at least annual mental health checkups similar to physicals, inviting dialogue on the topic in advertising, etc. Provide economic incentives for mental health checkups, make them free, etc. Somebody else said, understanding mental health days. Having a bad mental health day is just as important as being out of work with the flu. What are some ways that people can get involved to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health? Talk about it openly. Promote dialogue. Keep it in the conversation frequently. Ask others how their mental health is. What are some mental health resources that you use to support your mental health? Counseling. Talking about your thoughts and feelings with someone who knows nothing about you or your trauma helps me so much. How do you prioritize your mental health? Any self-care tips you can share? Someone said breathing techniques, research, online sources like TED Talks, etc. And finally, what would you say to someone that is struggling with their mental health? Someone said, how can I help? How are you feeling? Listen intently with the purpose of simply listening and understanding and making them feel heard and valued and not with the intent of responding. Somebody else said, you deserve all the love despite what your brain is telling you. Reach out. Don't stop until you find someone who truly wants to help. There is someone who cares enough. Most importantly, it's okay not to be okay. Couldn't think of a better way to end the episode. It's okay not to be okay. Thank you for sharing that, whoever shared that. This Google forum is going to be up. Like I said, it's going to be in the podcast bio. I'm going to keep it up. It's going to be open for however long. The whole purpose of it is for our reflection. It's to hear other people. Obviously, you won't be able to see other people's responses. But as they come in, as more and more come in, I'll continue to share them as they do. I hope that you have a wonderful day. I hope you always remember that you deserve to be here. It's okay not to be okay. And that this world is better with you in it. Please take care of yourself. Continue to take care of others as we celebrate and continue to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. And every day is mental health awareness, whether it's good or bad. We need to take care of our mental health because without it, we're really not ourselves. Please be kind, please be positive, and please be yourself. This world, like I said, is much better with you here in it. I love you. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day. Please remember that Black lives matter. They always will. Please remember that trans lives matter, and we need to protect trans kids, especially during this year with a lot of legislative pieces that are being, you know, put into law. So please get involved, and let's keep making this world a better place. Much love to you.